This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And away we go here on America Tonight. I think the reality is starting to set in among the Republicans that Donald Trump is your man, like it or not. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Right off the bat, we go to the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, from Talk Media News. Bob, do you think that reality really has started to gel with the Republican establishment, that it looks like this guy is the freight train that's just going to keep on coming?
Settled in, but they are not going quietly into the night. It's all about what are they going to do to Trump? How are they going to get Trump? And, of course, the new guy is Rubio. So it's settled in that he's right around the corner, in fact, within March 1st to the 15th, potentially ending this entire thing. And Rubio now is the ordained Jeb Bush. And Rubio himself today is saying, look, if everybody gets out, I can take on Trump. As if magically every vote goes to him, number one. And, you know, it's a heck of a note, Kate, to say, hey, now, if everybody gets out, I can do it. So he's the spokesperson now. And Mitt Romney got into it today.
I saw that, and that was my next one to you. So Mitt Romney says there's a bombshell that's going to drop in Trump's tax returns. What does he know? Is he the new Kreskin?
Well, I'm watching Kevin Madden tonight on television, and Kevin Madden, I happen to personally know, and he's a spokesperson on one of their shows. You know, he's a consultant, he's a talker, and all of a sudden he's saying, "Well, Mitt Romney should do this, and he should have done that." And they start arguing with him. Well, he was a spokesperson for Mitt Romney's campaign at one time in his life, so he's saying that. And they said, well, shouldn't, like, Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders do that? And Mitt Romney, it's just, we were calling him Mittens, that's what we call him, and it's just going down horribly amongst many Republicans that Mitt Romney would come out. Why would he come out and do this? Number two, how does he know Donald Trump's taxes? The establishment is just, what we call establishment Republicans, the Bush people are just going crazy. And Trump is leading in two of the three states. He's leading in Ohio over Kasich, over Rubio. He's just way ahead of him in Florida. And Cruz is beating him anywhere from, let's say, I've seen polls from 8 points to 12 points in Texas. So that might
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's wild. So as all
of
that,
at the states left, and there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, really, it's got to be over at the end of March, right? Because you just do the numbers. We said this the other day. It's the arithmetic.
Yes, if you just look at March 1st for a second, and I know a lot of people it's confusing for them, but let's look at March 1st just real quick here. Alabama, Alaska, which, by the way, Donald Trump's doing good up there. I don't know how, but he is. And Arkansas, Colorado, you've got Georgia, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, Virginia. So when I name those off, many, many of those are Trump states. Now, he may not have all the delegate numbers if they hang in there, but it just seems that, well, Cruz is sort of in trouble, but it just seems that all the candidates remaining are just waiting for somebody else to drop out so they can, you know, magically pick up all their votes. They want this one-on-one with Trump. And I don't know. I just think unless something happens, he's going to be the guy going into the convention with the greatest amount of delegates. Maybe not enough, but the greatest amount.
Yeah. Wow. So we're watching that, and then the news that this Nevada governor is being vetted, is that true for the Supreme Court, Brian Sandoval?
You know, there's a couple of theories on this. Either the president, you know, and this Sandoval is Republican, either the president is kind of just having this, you know, thrown out there, kind of vetting, but they're letting it leak out there so that they can see the reaction, you know, amongst the Republicans. But let's say that President Obama does appoint him. What on earth would the Republicans do? He's a Republican. So if they are, you know, vetting this out there, I think it's really kind of amazing if President Obama would actually nominate him. I still argue that those weak Republicans in several states are going to get so much heat for the fact of no hearings. I mean, their best thing to do is, you know, have a hearing and then turn the person down if they have a valid reason.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see where that all ends up. I can't imagine. There's definitely going to be some movement there for sure. Hey, speaking of movement, oh my gosh, Charlie Rangel is going to be gone. 85, he's out. He's going to leave office at the same time Obama is. He was there forever. You served with him, right?
I served with him, and I must tell you, Kate, I had the most amazing time. I've never laughed so much in my life. I know some people don't like Charlie Rangel, but he is a seriously entertaining man. I traveled with him actually overseas and knew him quite well. He was an institution. Even when he got in major trouble, he you know, stayed the course out there.
Yeah, it was hard to knock him out, that's for sure. No question about that. You know, as we watch what's going on with the primaries, and a lot of people will call America Tonight and they say, why don't we just have a general election? What if we did ditch, what would that be like if we just ditched the whole primary dealio?
When I was in public office, I promoted this all the time. Got nowhere with it, obviously, but I did promote it because I think we have an archaic, ancient system where, you know, the media combined with money people and a few states up front decided. I mean, this isn't going to even get to certain states, on a, you know, maybe on either side. But if you had a national primary day, because we do that in November, we don't have state-by-state voting. Can you imagine if we had blocks of voting with the Republican against the Democrat, how that would turn out? You vote X amount of states first. So I think you could have a one-day national primary and still go ahead and have your convention, you know, because you have to have parties and things. You don't want to ruin that. Have the convention, but a one-day national primary, you wouldn't know what would happen. Anything under the sun could happen because everybody's just going to campaign all over the country, and then there's a one-day voting. It'd be great.
I think it'd be great, too. I think we'd be hard-pressed to see that happen, though. Because as you mentioned it, there's so much money involved. There's so much the media buys in New Hampshire. Oh, I talked to somebody in radio up there the other day. They were telling me how huge it was heading into New Hampshire, of course, and it's something we know, but he just reinforced that to me. Yeah, lots of money.
The media would have a fit. The money people would have a fit.
They
but
would
it would
have
be
a
such
fit.
A fair way.
I think so, too. Absolutely.
Always.
Bob Ney, always fun to have you on. Thanks for hanging with us.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard what Bob had to say, certainly, about Trump and the Mitt Romney news is the big explosive kind of out-of-the-box hit or single, depending on how you look at it. Because Donald Trump's like, whatever, Romney, he just batted him away like a fly. Boom, and he's done. Stay with us. We're rocking the boat next here on America Tonight.
Pushing my way through slow. Yellow belly black snake sleeping on a red rock, waiting for the stranger to go. Sugar train stops at the
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey Purification Elements. That's because because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As we zig and zag in a couple of different directions, here's the deal. The political scene is a nightmare for some in the Republican Party who are fumed that the Trumpster is just not going away. Bottom line is this. They're going to have to recover. They're going to have to figure out what to do. They're going to have to face life with Donald Trump, because it certainly doesn't seem as though Trump is going anywhere. This is a familiar theme on this show and all the people we talk to. We've looked at this from every single angle. There is nothing left to say other than let's watch what happens in the upcoming primaries. And look at the numbers, and as the numbers go, that's it. It's pretty much... it'd be a miracle, be a real Hail Mary for Rubio, for Cruz to pull that off. And is it impossible? I never like to say never. You know, I won't say never. But I would not bet against him. He's just too poker red hot. The margins are crazy. Double-digit margins. He's leaving everyone in the dust. There is no question about that. There is just no way you can look at this and think that Donald Trump is anything but in the money. Every single aspect of being in the money. You know, you can endorse who you want, but he's winning. And, you know, you look at a guy like Senator Lindsey Graham, one of Trump's most vocal critics.
And he says, listen, this guy gets it. The Republicans are going to be slaughtered if he's the nominee. And he won't say, Graham won't say, because, of course, everyone's being asked, will you endorse him? Will you vote for him? All that kind of thing. Then they're not saying. They won't say anything. They won't say. And guys like Lindsey Graham, you know, they are just chomping at the bit. Their whole lives have been spent in public office. And Donald Trump comes in and he shakes up the equation, which is the reason why he's gotten so much support. So you would think anybody who thinks they have a future in public office would look at what's going on with Trump and realize people are tired of it. That's the one absolute we can say in this whole ball game. They are sick of it. That's why he continues to gain all that momentum and just build it all up. That's what that's all about. By the way, you know, we've been talking about the Flint water and how much money is necessary to clean that situation up, which is outrageous, right? The Senate actually reached a deal on $250 million on Flint's package, on the aid that they would get for their dirty water. What happened specifically, because they got to replace so many pipes, you know, $200 million goes to expand and finance a pair of loan programs to help them with the infrastructure, the improvements, another $50 million to health programs, one for children suffering from lead poisoning, another to reduce toxins in homes. Boy, it certainly makes you want to move out of Flint, I would think. So now they're talking about accountability measures. And I agree with that. So you just don't send them the check and say, Godspeed, we can count on you, just like the people counted on you before to do the right thing, right? No, I don't think so. I think there has to be something attached to that. It only makes sense that there would be. But what does that look like? See, Senators Barbara Boxer, Rob Portman, Brown, Dick Durbin, Mark Kirk, Jack Reed, Richard Burr, co-sponsoring these measures. You had Democrats and Republicans pretty much across the board, you know, of course. They had asked last month for $600 million, with $400 million going directly to the city to repair those corroded lead pipes, and $200 million to create a center of excellence on lead poisoning. Didn't you love that? They get a task force together. Somebody at the table says, this is a crisis. Okay, center of excellence. That's the word we're going to use. Too late. You already poisoned the people. Center of excellence. I agree with the accountability deal. There has to be some kind of accountability. You just don't write the check and say, I hope they get this done. So no $800 million. $250 million is the deal. $250 is what they get. Motoring along in yet another direction. Here's the scoop. And there's always scoop. I mean, it's everywhere. Here's the scoop on Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is just waiting. She is waiting it out. She is waiting out the emails and is answering the questions. Every place she goes, she's getting asked questions about the email situation. And every place she goes, she talks about it being taken care of in a sense. She's careful how she says it, but she poo-poos it and moves on. Because now with people screaming questions, you can't completely not address it. Every step she makes, every step, it happens. And will it explode her campaign or not? That's the same question we throw out weekly, almost daily. on the show. And part of the reason why is because so many of you email me and ask me at least once a day, do I think the email from the State Department is going to bring her down? And like Joyce said, how could you be so stupid not to use a State Department address? I think you're right, kid. I think it was just an arrogant move on Clinton's part, and she could pay the ultimate price. Well, yeah. Certainly, she could pay the ultimate price. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about Guantanamo and closing Gitmo with Dan Perkins. He is a terrorism expert. Not much of a conspiracy guy, and he says that, but he has a little bit of a conspiracy to talk about. And in talking with Dan and Guantanamo and what's going to happen there, and this was one of the big pushes for this president, that in 2008 he said, yeah, there's no question about shutting down Gitmo. But there is a big question as to shutting down the whole base or just shutting down the detainees, getting rid of all the detainees, sending some of them in a different direction and some of them to the United States. I've got to believe that any possible block that could happen in that direction is going to happen on the Hill. Not a lot of takers there. A lot of people complaining in Charleston, one of the possible spots, in Kansas, in Colorado. Not a lot of takers. Not a lot of takers. Whether it would create jobs or not, the theory is, wouldn't it paint a bigger target on the backs of the people who live in the area? Because everybody in the world is talking about it. Everyone will know exactly where it is. There's no hiding. It's not a secret prison. We've been down that road before. And that means you're stuck with it. If it's in your neighborhood, everybody knows it's in your neighborhood. It's there. And the bad guys are there. For better or worse, as they get processed. And taunting and saying there are targets and all of what that entails adds to it. Dan Perkins on the flip side here in America Tonight.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now for years. In fact, we talked about it since Obama first took office, if you go back to when he was running in 2008 and was talking about closing Guantanamo and what many of the terrorism experts that we had on talked about the problems with doing that ultimately and how much that would cost. Now we're being sold the same story again in let's bring some of the detainees back here. It won't really cost that much. He sent a proposal to Congress, let's put it that way, and take a shortcut. So in our virtual green room, Dan Perkins, who is a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, TheDailySurge.com, TheHill.com, and a plethora, I love that word, a plethora of other organizations. He's also the brilliant author of a book I love, The Brotherhood of the Red Nile Trilogy, which centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against our country. Hey, Dan, how are you?
We're going to have any time to talk by the time you got through that promotion.
Yeah, and I never do that for anyone, so you just have to know that I must really like you. You're like one of three people that get that, so you should feel special.
Wow, thanks. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So let's talk about what the president has to say about his new plan to close Guantanamo, which would cost at least $475 million. That's what they're pegging it at. I think it's much higher. And you would see that maybe 30 to perhaps 60 of the remaining detainees, I hate that word, would then be brought to the U.S., and there would be a special wing that would be built out in a couple of different states where, frankly, like Colorado, they don't want them. So your take on Obama doing this and the timing?
Well, this is really going to be a fun show for me because I get to ask you some questions. If you followed the president's off-the-cuff news conference yesterday about this, what he said was, and what has been reported in the press, is that he wants to close the Guantanamo prison. Now, there's nothing in his rhetoric, even back to 2008, that talked about closing Guantanamo Naval Station. Because, see, Guantanamo, in addition to being a prison,
mm-hmm.
also is a major refueling and supply depot for American Navy ships going through the Caribbean. It is also one of the principal lines of defense against illegal drugs coming to the United States. So until we actually get his document and find out really what he wants to do, if he's simply talking about the prison, then that's one thing. If you're talking about closing the base, which has much broader application to policy than just the prison, I'm even more concerned about that. Just before I came on with you, Kate, I did an interview with a talk show host in Charleston where they're talking about putting some number of these bad guys in the Naval Air Station there. And the people in Charleston are absolutely in the streets about wanting them there. The Naval Air Station is surrounded by schools, small businesses, and they're afraid that the brother terrorists are going to come and try and break them out of the brig. So it's got the people in Charleston very concerned. Now, here's another one. If you read the transcript of what he says that it'll cost, as you pointed out, about $425 million, so that there will be about an $80 million savings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kate, here's the question, not a hard one. In a $4 trillion budget, what impact does $85 million have in savings?
I'm going to say not that much.
That's right. And so the reason why he waited 7.5 years, in my opinion, is that he knew even at 7.5 years he was never going to get it accomplished. But what he wants to do is to give Hillary or whoever the Democratic nominee is going to be the ammunition by blaming the Republican Congress for not moving the prisoners. So it's all about a political position for the Democratic nominee to blame the Republicans and we need to get back to both the House and the Senate, so throw them all out and elect a Democrat. So
yeah.
It's a political issue. Here's a scenario for you. If you understand that the likelihood that the most damaging emails for Hillary are going to be the last ones to come out,
mm-hmm.
then the 56 to 90 prisoners that are still remaining there, are they just all good guys, or are these the worst of the worst that are going to be coming out? I think they're the worst of the worst. Right.
Yeah.
And so the highest possible risk bringing these people out. He doesn't understand that America is safer with these 96 guys in Guantanamo than they are spread out with three naval station or military-based prisons in the United States where they're extremely vulnerable to terrorist attacks to set them free.
And I can understand why the people in Charleston are upset, the people in Colorado, the people in Kansas, because of the possibilities. Because wouldn't it be just a juicy target to have the worst of the worst here on our soil?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And because they're the worst of the worst, they are the most idolized by the terrorists.
Yeah.
So if they can break them out of U.S. prisons, then they justify their existence as terrorists. In the United States, they've done the great jihad by releasing our most important leaders. And so anybody who doesn't think that they are going to go after those terrible guys and try and get them out of prison is not being realistic about this issue.
Absolutely. So here's the thing. Congress is not going to, I mean, this is a block. How does this possibly even go through?
It has to go through the House and the Senate. Unlike a confirmation of a Supreme Court justice that only has to go through the Senate, under the rules, this particular piece of legislation that the president is proposing would have to clear both the House and the Senate, which means both armed services committees in the House and the Senate would be holding hearings. They could hold joint hearings. But even the president said in his announcement in the back piece after the paperwork that was left that a prison at best wouldn't be available until sometime well into the first year of the new president. So he knows that the Republican Congress is probably not going to pass this legislation, so it's not going to happen. But he's grandstanding to provide an issue for the Democrats in the coming presidential campaign and the close Senate votes in the United States Senate.
it's all political theater. It's political. Yeah, absolutely. It's all political. There's no question. So while we have you here, Dan Perkins, I want to ask you this question. You saw, obviously, the tragic death of Justice Scalia, and I'll ask you about his legacy. And also, no way do we have a Supreme Court justice that gets through the process, the nominating process, either, if Obama puts someone up there, which he will.
Okay. I love this because this is something that I wrote a piece on the Daily Surge. First of all, Kate, we have known each other for the better part of a year. I've been on your show maybe a dozen times.
Yep.
By and large, I don't consider myself a conspiracy theorist. I don't play in that genre. I try and analyze the facts as best I can. But what was going on with after Scalia's death forced me to write a piece last week. I just gave you the top of the waves. I made a prediction. Nobody's told me this. This is just a gut instinct. I think there is a possibility, can't give you the odds, but there's a possibility that Obama nominates the current Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, as the replacement for Justice Scalia. He's doing so for two reasons. One, she's black. Two, she's a female. Three, if I'm right, she is going to resign her position of Attorney General, ostensibly saying to the world that she needs to vote full-time to try and get herself approved for the Supreme Court, which now leaves a vacant Attorney General, which has to go back to the president has to go back to the Congress under the advice and consent rule and get somebody to approve. Now, here's where it gets a little interesting. Comey of the FBI, and he's got his team, is, let's so say, working on an indictment for Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
The normal procedure is that the head of the FBI would bring his evidence to the Attorney General and ask for an indictment and calling of a grand jury. But at best, we're going to have a temporary Attorney General. And the question becomes, will he or she, the temporary, take the request from the FBI and proceed? So that what we have here is a situation where if the Republicans go after Loretta, the administration and Democrats can charge sexism and racism against her, and they'll use that in the campaign. The old story, the Republicans are sexist and racist and homophobes and all that stuff. But they'll stifle the FBI in their investigation so that Hillary will not be indicted before the election.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. And you know what? It sounds like that's not that far-fetched, honestly, like you
I know.
Say. Yeah,
I know.
Crazy.
I know.
It's crazy.
So I was very concerned when the justice died because he was such a rock for conservatism and following the tenets of the Constitution. Initially, I was strengthened by the fact that McConnell came out within hours of the death of Scalia and said, this president will not give us a nominee. And I said, I hope he holds firm, because that would indicate that he has a backbone, and many of us conservatives really question whether he does have a backbone. And I said, what will be interesting to see if any of the Republican senators, especially those that are up for reelection, will side with the Democrats to say, well, maybe we should appoint a replacement justice. And sure enough, this week, two senators, one from Maine and another one, I forget whether he's running. The one in Maine is not running for reelection, but both of them came out and said, well, maybe we should hold hearings on the president. If they go to hearing, the rhetoric that would come out of the Democratic side about racism and sexism with her, if she's the nominee, would be brutal. And I have very grave concerns that they would ultimately capitulate.
Wow, crazy stuff. Dan Perkins, thank you so much as always. We'll talk to you again sooner down the road.
Thank you, dear. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Did you know that
that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free, 888-803-4438, and ask about this special offer.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Of America Tonight. If you haven't chimed in, you better hurry up and jump on those phone lines. 855-266-5283. Are you weary of the Trumpster? Joe wrote me, yo, what's there to talk about? It said Joe from New York, so I'm just giving him that accent. He probably doesn't even have an accent. But, you know, when you say you're from New York, you assume there is an accent. You know what they say about assumptions. On that note, let's turn to one of our favorites. We haven't pulled it out in a while. Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
I just shot myself.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
I'm dumb.
I don't know why. That always gets me. All right, so this one is from Tall Paul, who listens to us in the great state of Florida. Tall Paul says, yo, Kate, I listen to Dumb Things. I was wondering, I thought I missed it last week, so I decided I would make a list of dumb things. You're right, everybody does dumb things. Probably the dumbest thing that I did was the power went out, about a month ago. And I kept thinking it was going to be restored. You know, it interrupted my House of Cards marathon on Netflix. But I decided I'd crash, go to bed. I woke up in the morning. There's a lot of rotten smells in my home. Turns out I forgot all about the refrigerator. Kind of melted lots of meat and other belongings that were inside. Because all told, it probably was about 15 hours that we were in that power straitjacket. And I learned a valuable lesson. It was a very dumb thing. The first thing you should do is look in your freezer and do something with what's inside. Yeah, 15 hours isn't that long, but yes, meat or whatever that's perishable, not good. Because, yeah, freezer, so everything's in the freezer, and then in the meat drawer, whatever, cold cut drawer, that's the first thing. It's funny, that's the first thing I think of, because the few times it's happened to me, yeah, it's a hassle. The refrigerator deal is bad with everything that's inside, especially if you have a stocked fridge. So just remind yourself, flashlights, what do I need to unplug? It's like when the lights go back on and someone, it's in the middle of the night and someone's asleep, and then all of a sudden their stereos and their clocks and everything goes off. And it scares them to death because it jolts them. That's happened to me. But the refrigerator thing, yeah, I'm conscious of that. So I can't share. I can't share in that one. This one is from Liz, who says, Kate, wow, dumb thing that I did. This wasn't too long ago, actually. I thought I was being a real she-woman. I was taught how to change my own tire. So proudly I decided I'm going to change my own tire when I could tell it was starting to get flat. I mean, you could hear it almost scraping against the my tire was pretty much out of tread because it had been changed a few times. You know, that little tire that you have, the little spare tire. Yeah, it was pretty worn. So that turned out to be disastrous. Eventually, I was practically on fire going down the street at one point. Wow, that must have had like no tread on it. And I can't believe you didn't notice that. Whoops, there's no tread on this tire, on this spare tire. So I guess lesson learned, right? It's good. You try to do something. You change your own tire. If you have AAA, use it. If you have some other way to have somebody come and tell you when you're in distress and you don't have a good tire, definitely do it. That's just my advice, my humble advice. All right, Steven says, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Where do I begin? I guess the dumbest thing that I've done recently is I left on the sprinklers, and we've had massive rain, and I left on the sprinklers through the rainstorm. I thought I was turning them on for just one night. Turned out I had them on for a whole month. Going off at night, my water bill tripled. I was furious. I was sure that the county had screwed up somehow. I called them to tell them so, and it turns out I figured out the mystery that I had left on the sprinklers all the way through an entire month. Ooh, that could also be bad news if you were in a drought area. That's where you get fined, where you're just watering your lawn constantly the whole entire month. Oh, especially if there was a lot of rain. Oh, that's depressing. Sprinklers are a pain, like the sprinkler heads. At my house, I don't know what it is. Someone walks by and they decide, oh, there's a sprinkler head. Let me just stomp on it. And then you have to get those things suckers fixed. And you have to get them looked at anyway. And sometimes it turns out that it's just nonstop flow because it's broken. Brutal when that happens. Here's one from Maria. Kate, I was starving. I came home from work the other day. I had pre-made myself a pizza. I was so proud. I was proud because it had healthy stuff on the top, but still had some cheese and sauce and the things you need for pizza. But I went to the gym. I worked. I came home, and I was ready to down that pizza. Unfortunately, I was a little bit tired. I turned on one of my favorite shows that I've been binge-watching, new buzzword, binge-watching. And while I was doing that, I fell asleep. So I woke up to smoke everywhere, the fire alarm going off, and I had destroyed my creation. You're lucky if you were so exhausted and you fell asleep that it wasn't worse than that. In other words, that you didn't start some kind of fire. I guess that the fire alarm, that's good news. It went off, so it woke you. It woke you, so that part is good. Wow. Yeah, how many times has that happened to anyone? Where you put something on and said, I'll just put my head down for a second. Just going to let that water boil, make those potatoes, and then poof. Like magic. Suddenly you have a fire. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Ford. And Ford says, Kate, I think other people have written you things that are similar to this, but it keeps happening to me. And gosh, I don't know why. I think I'm so hurried. My brain checks out. And so many times recently, well, I'll say twice recently, I had something on my hood and it naturally it was gone because I got in a car, took off, and I had a library book once that I was putting things in the car and that was on top of the hood. And then I had a cup of coffee and with one of my favorite mugs and that flew off the hood. I didn't even hear it crack to the ground. So I think I'm going to have to do a hood check every single time I get in the car because I have so many things in my hand. I guess I'm thinking it's a shortcut and I flip something on the hood and next thing you know, it's gone. Can other people relate to that? Yeah, we did have somebody that wrote us a while ago about the coffee thing. And I had a cousin. Oh, I had a cousin. This was bad. He bought his son one of those cameras. Oh, what are they called? Where you put them on your head. The GoPro camera. So it wasn't cheap, too. It was like in the beginning when it came out. Oh, and my nephew was so excited. And I say nephew because they call me aunt. So the GoPro, they were packing up their car. They were going to the beach for a weekend. And that was one of those situations. Boom, left on the hood, slid off. They think, they don't even know for sure, but they know the last place they saw it was on the hood. On the hood is not a good place for anything, really, for the most part. Thanks to all who wrote in their dumb things. You can, too. Just put in the header, dumb things. Send it to americatonight.net.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.